top of Lamed Gimel of Aleph. Omer Abaya. Shema Mino Hai Osa Mitzroa Kosher Lahoshana. From this brisa that says that if you had a hadas, that rove of the leaves fell off, but there's still three on each level. So the Gemara says it's talking about a hadas mitzri where there were seven to begin with and four fell off. So from there we see a hadas mitzri is kosher. Either it's hadas mitzri, and it fits in better with what the Gemara is going to say now, versus pshita, ma'u desei, ma'hoel v'islei shem levoi, lo miskasher, komashmalon. Since it has another name, it's not just a hadas, but it's hadas mitzri, I might think it's not kosher like we had with the morer before. If it has another name, that's not the name, the Torah, it's not the species the Torah was talking about. So I might think it's a different species, komashmalon, that it's kosher to be a hadas. So according to Rashi's pshat, that it's hadas mitzri, that makes sense. According to the pshat, that it's hadas that grows on the meitzar, grows on the border, doesn't have a shem levi. This happens to be where it grows, but it's not. That's not another name for the thing. You have to say that it means that that a hadas that grows on the meitzar is a different, a little bit different species. I might think that because it grows differently, it has seven leaves instead of three. That's also a different species. It's more, the Rishonim say that it's probable more what the Gemara says to have the pshat of hadas mitzri. Tosa says in just Bechlau, it doesn't say hadas in the Torah that I should need a certain kind of species of hadas. It says anath eitz avos. So why would I think that because it has a different name, it's not good? If it doesn't fit the criteria, it doesn't fit the criteria. So the Rishonim say that there's a or Rishonim say. That there's a pasuk in Nehemiah that identifies the eight avos of the Torah as hadas. So therefore, I might think that since from that pasuk it has to be something, it's called the hadas and not something that has another name. Okay. Versus the emahachinami, eight avos amarachmana mikol mako. Torah said eight avos doesn't make a difference. It could be that's the Gemara's terrace. Shalos, what was the havamina? That's the Tosas Kashya. Tosas Kashya, what was the havamina? Think you need davka hadas. Right, even though the Torah doesn't say hadas, but they say because of the pasuk in Nehemiah. Rashi. Tana Rabban, Yavshu rov olav, v'nisharu bo shlosha badei alim, lachin kosher. If most of the leaves fell off, and there, but most of the leaves, what's it called, dried out, and there are three badei alim lachim left, so it's kosher. V'am rav chizda uvarosh kol echad ve'echad. These three Badei Alim have to be at the top of each one. So the way Rashi learns is the following. Shlosha Badei Alim Lachim, Shlosha Badim, V'chol Bad U'Bad, Shlosha Alim Lachim. U'bibotzer mishlosha Alim lo havi avos. So Rashi learns Bad means a twig. There have to be three twigs, and each twig has to have three leaves at the top. That's how Rashi learns. And if the rest is dry, but there are three fresh leaves at the top on each twig, that's okay. So other Rishonim learn differently, because they say, that, well, what are you talking about three twigs? We're talking about each individual hadas. What's kosher, what's not kosher? We know you need three hadasim. Right? Later on the Gemara will say, why do you have to tell me you need three? Three is not nogeya to what's dry. So other Rishonim learn, bad means a row of leaves. Okay, what we call kanim, that's what the Gemara is calling badim. So it's talking about one twig, right? If you need three, you need three. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. We're saying one twig that has three, leaves at the top. So it comes out to be the same thing. It's just that the lashon is different, according to this. Bad does not mean a twig. Bad means a row. Okay. The Rosh learns that it means three badim means that you have to have three rows. Each twig has to have three rows, and they have to be the top three rows. and it has to be the, what's it called, the three rows, and the leaf that is the and all the leaves don't have to be moist. This is how Rush learns. Rush learns that you need three rows of what's it called, of three leaves each, and obviously they can't all be on the top. What it means is all the three leaves in each row doesn't have to be completely moist. But the top leaf of each row, now even though the leaves are equal, but top over here means there's two that come out from the side and one that comes out from the back. Now, if you turn it around, the side and the back, the lechora, are what's it called, are changeable, lechora. Take a look at the Hadas. But the Rosh says that the leaf that comes out of the back, right, not the two sides, that's the one that's most obvious. That one, that's called Barosh Kol Bad Ubad. That one has to be moist. The other two can be dry, even of that. So what you need is three down, that at least one of those leaves in those of each of those three is moist, and the leaf that has to be moist is the top leaf of each one, meaning the one that protrudes backward, not the two side ones. Okay, that's how the Rosh learns. But Rashi learns that what's it called, it's talking about three twigs, and all you need is three leaves at the top of each twig that have to be not dry. Okay, let's go on. Niktam Rosho. Tani Ula Barchinina. Niktam Rosho va also bo tmara kosha. If the top of the Hadas is cut off, and Pashas it means again the twig. Here most Rishonim agree with the Ravid that it's not the leaves are cut off, but the top of the branch is cut off. And a berry grew there, and at the end of the branch, so it completed the branch. You can't see anymore if the branch is cut. So it's kosher, because now it's harder, looks nice. Boira birmiya, niktam rosho me'erev yontif, also about tomorrow beyontif mahu. What happens if, when yontif came in, it wasn't kosher? And then the berry grew, and these berries grow even after they're separated from the ground. Rashi says, what's it called? Rashi, let's see, Rashi. Uva also bo, we didn't say, varosh kol echad. Right, shi'alim ha'lachim baroshi habadim. The three leaves that are fresh have to be at the top of the twig. Aval be'em tzolav hodaru. If it's in the middle, it's not hodar. If it's on the top, it still looks nice. The also about tomorrow, can min tomorrow. It's like a, what's it called, like a date. But it's not a date. Ke'en ha'nimtza ba'ali arava. And aravas, they have like these kinds of dates that grow when you have the lavluv. Not really lavluv. It's what's it called? It's like a reddish protrusion at the end of the leaves. Right? Like at the bud. Looks like a little date. Pamim ba'alim dovu kamin pri yoruk v'tsovim bo hanoshim tzifeihem. It grows, it's green to begin with. Later on, it comes to what's it called? We'll see, it turns red or black. But it's a protrusion on the stem. So it closes off the stem. So Mar says, well, also about tomorrow, Yontif. When Yontif came in, it was pasul. And then the thing grew. Mishenegad. After you tied it together, all the minim. And now, all of a sudden, it became kosher. The betolish nomi salkabe. These things grow even when they're separated from the ground. It's like flowers that open or whatever. It's not something that needs the ground to grow. It's a protrusion that opens up on the stem. So it happens even after it's separated from the ground. Yesh dichwe yitzol mitzvah solo. We know by kodshim, Tosa says that by karbonos it's clear there's dichwe. An animal that was under certain circumstances pasul doesn't become kosher again, even though the circumstances go away. Right? That's called dichui. Same thing over here. Since it was pasul when Yontif came in, maybe it remains pasul. And the fact now that it became, that the circumstances that made it pasul went away are not relevant. Yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs. Versus the tifshut le mihadisnan. Let's learn it from this Mishnah. Kisov in his gala potter. If you covered the blood of a bird or a chaya, kisui adam, and it got uncovered, you're potter. All you have to do is cover it once. Once you covered it, you fulfill the mitzvah. If it gets uncovered, you're potter from covering it in. Potter lechasos. Kisui arukh, what if you never covered it, but the wind covered it? So chayv lechasos. then you're what's it called chayiv to cover it. V'omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, v'oshon el shechozer v'nisgala. The only time you're chayiv to cover it, if the wind covered originally, is if it became uncovered afterwards, since you were never mekayim the mitzvah, and now it's uncovered, so you have to cover the blood. But if it remained covered, the wind covered it and remained covered, as long as it's covered, you're not chayiv to cover it, since it is covered, l'mais. If it never got uncovered, even though you never mekayim the mitzvah, the wind covered it, it's potter. It's now in a state where you can't mekayim the mitzvah. Mitzvah has to be, you cover it when it's uncovered. It's not uncovered. So in that state, you're potter from the mitzvah when it's covered. Now if it became uncovered, now the mitzvah becomes operable again. So you see that ain't dichoy to mitzvahs. The havinin ba kichosev nesgala mechayev. And we looked into it. Why taka if it becomes uncovered again? Are you chayev lechasos hoel v'idchi idchi? Once it was nidche from the mitzvah by being covered, now the fact that it's uncovered again should not be mechayev you because it should be dichoy to mitzvahs. Va'omer apapa. And Rav Papa, right, concluded from here, Zosomeris ain't dichu, that's a mitzvah. The halach of dichu doesn't apply to mitzvahs. So why don't we learn from here that ain't dichu, that's a mitzvah? What was the shayla? Okay? What was Rav Yirmiyah shayla? Someone says, Rav Papa gufe mi boyale. Rav Yirmiyah, his shayla was in Rav Papa. He knew what Rav Papa said. He knew that Rav Papa said that we learn from here ain't dichu, that's a mitzvah. Right, mifshit poshit le dein dichu etzim mitzvahs. What did Rav Papa mean? That there's no halach of dichui bechlal by mitzvahs? Right, lo shno the kula, lo shno the chumra. Doesn't make a difference if it's the kula, the chumra. We say that there's no dichui by mitzvahs. Right? Or, odil mesfuke mesapkele. Maybe Rav Papa himself wasn't sure. Lechumra amrinan. We say it lechumra, meaning that if you have to do the mitzvah, so we say lechumra, you have to do it. Right, we're not sure if when it was covered it was nidche or not. Now it becomes uncovered, so if it was nidche, you're putter from doing it. If it's not nidche, you have to cover it. L'chumra, cover it. That's what Rav Papa said. Right, but l'kula lo amrina. But in our case, where the hadas was posel before yontif, and now it became kosher, maybe it remains posel. That's l'chumra. Right, so maybe Rav Papa only said his din l'kula. Right, what's it called? L'chumra, not l'kula. Over here will be lekula. Rav Papa says it's in lechumra. Sure it is. The dam is the chavis of the mitzvah. The kisahu ba'av, right? The mitzvah is to cover the dam. The dam needs kisui. Dam chai and dam needs kisui. So that's the chetz of the mitzvah. The chetz of the mitzvah is not the dirt. The chetz of the mitzvah is the dam. The mitzvah is cover this dam. This dam is this what?
The mitzvah on the person to cover the dam.
But what is the chefetz of the mitzvah? The mitzvah on the person could be not the lulav. But what's the chefetz of the mitzvah? You know the lulav with hadas. Same thing over here. What is the? You do the mitzvah with dam chay or whatever. It's a mitzvah to cover dam chay. Right. So if that dam chay is covered, it's potter now. It's in a matzav where it's potter from being covered. So melech shaila is dichui or not. Your svar is good, but not over here. Over here, for sure, the dam is much chefetz of the mitzvah as the hadas. Right, the hadas you're mekayim the mitzvah of netilas lulav. The dam you're mekayim the mitzvah of kisui dam. Same thing. They ask lechor by mila, if a kid's sick, right? Why don't we say yesh dichui yetzel mitzvahs? Right? The other child, why every time? What's it called when a kid gets sick and he can't be mal for whatever time, and then he becomes well? We should be nidche madche the mitzvah mila b'chlal. So there they say, anachinami, the kid's not a chefetz of mitzvah. There it's taka mitzvah to mal the kid. The kid himself is not the chefetz of the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah is done in the child. It's not like the mitzvah is done in the dam. The mitzvah is done with the dam. Here the mitzvah is not done with the child, it's done in the child. It's different mitzvahs completely. Besides the fact, mila is different because the chiyuv is called rega verega, right? The chiyuv koreis, so whatever. So it could be even if yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs wouldn't apply to mila. But over here, it's for sure the same thing as the hadas. So Mara says, teku. It's a shayla whether yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs or not, lechumra or even lekula. Rashi. Yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs, kolomar. No heges torahs dichui etzel mitzvahs. Does the concept of dichui apply to mitzvahs or not? Kishem shenoheget seisel korbanos. It's clear that there's a din of dichui by korbanos. But is that same din of dichui apply to mitzvahs only to din of kedusha? Mitzvahs don't have kedusha, right? They're tashmishei mitzvah. They're mitzvahs. But in kedusha, there could be an inyan of dichui. Something that was near of a nidcha, even though dichui meikara, there are shitas that also hold it's a dichui, right? Never was roy, is less of a problem than it was roy and pushed away, right? But near of a nidcha for sure is what's it called is nidcha by korbanus. Hachanami hoil the nidcha kishenikdom sulo hader mirzi balias tamar. Since the adas became puzzle when it was the head was cut off, so now even though that was rectified, it doesn't become kosher again if you hold yesh dichui. The hashdalo diyuk ben dichui meikara l'nira v'nidcha. To hide the nikta meir of yontif l'nira me'olam. Right, since it was cut off before yontif, it never was fit to be a hadas because the whole idea of hadas doesn't start till when yontif comes in. So this is not nira v'nidcha. This was nidcha meikara. Right, because the nira never was fit to be a hadas shal mitzvah until sukkahs came. So, but the Mishnah now the Gemara is not mechalek between nira v'nidcha. We want to know in general, is there a din of dichui or not? If there is, then we'll discuss what kind of dichui affects anything. Kiso adam ladam chayov. If somebody was mekayim the mitzvah and covered this dam, lo shanu de kiso aruach chayv l'chasus al shechaz neskala. So then, even if it gets uncovered, you're potter. You did the mitzvah and you're finished. But if the mitzvah never was done, but it got covered by the wind, then as long as it's covered, you don't have to uncover it and cover it again. But if it becomes uncovered, then you have to cover it. So Mara says, why, if it becomes uncovered, you have to cover it? L'chora, let's say, it was nidcha. When it was covered, you were potter for the mitzvah. Now that it became uncovered, it should be nidcha, and you shouldn't have to mekayim the mitzvah again. You should have to mekayim the mitzvah. Hoil v'idchi al yedei haruach mikisu shel mitzvah. Since it was nidcha from kisu shel mitzvah when it was covered, it should remain, what's it called, potter. Kedeka omer dechi lo nizgala potter melechasos. Idchi la olam vafil lo nizgala. It should be nidcha forever, even if it becomes uncovered. Vomer apapa garcina, the rapapa gufei, hai diyuka, the rapapa mi boiler birmia. What rapapa had a shaila, and rapapa concluded from here, Rav Yirmiya himself had a question on this. Right? Took it one step further. Nifshit pashitle, Latana, the Tanaki saw a ruach chayv lechasos dein dichoy. When her papa was medayik in the Mishnah, from here we see ein dichoy b'mitzvahs, is the diuk taka across the board. There's never such an inyan of dichoy, bein lekula, bein lechumra. Right? Lo shnol the chumra, ki hocha, de mechayiv le bekisi, mishim taima dein dichoy. It's a chumra to have to fulfill the mitzvah again. The lo shnol the kula, ki ahid Rabbi Yirmiya. And Rabbi Yirmiya's case is a kula. Because if we say that there ain't dichoy, the hadas is kosher. If we say yesh dichoy, the hadas is possible. So by being machsher the hadas, we're going lekula. Kahid Rabbi Yirmiya, di amrinan ain't dichoy havi kosher. Vim yesh dichoy havi possible. By amrinan ain't dichoy machsherinam. And in Rabbi Yirmiya's case, we'd have to say ain't dichoy even lekula. Right? Or dilma mesapkale. Or maybe not. Maybe taka, when Rav Papa was medayit from this Mishnah, it was misafik. Maybe this mission is only a raya that ein dichoy lechumra, but not ein dichoy lekula. The Tana mespeka lechumra hu de mechayev lebekisoy shema ein dichoy, and not that we're sure there's ein dichoy to mitzvah. This is often. So whenever it's lechumra, we say ein dichoy, and when it's a chumra, when it's a kula, we say yesh dichoy. Aval lekula could go leinin tomorrow lo amrinan ela paslinan shema yesh dichoy o ein dichoy. That's the shaila. Right, that was Rabbi Yirmiya Shaila. Right, from this Mishnah, can you conclude like Rav Papa did that across the board ain't dichoy, or maybe not? Maybe from this Mishnah, you can only learn that ain't dichoy if it's the chumra. And the Gemara says teiku. Lema katanoi. Let's say this Shaila of dichoy is machlokes tanoi. Over v'likton pasul. Divir Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadik. V'chachomi machshirin. Right, if you're not allowed to take off the berries that has more berries than leaves, so it's possible. But if you take off the berries, they're kosher. If you're not allowed to take off the berries on Yontif because it's Misakin Mana. But if you did take them off, right, it's kosher. Okay, so you took them off on Yontif, b'dieved it's kosher. That's what's it called the Chachamim hold, and Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadik calls it possible. that if you took off the berries on Yontif, it's possible. Now, the question is why. Savrua, the Kule Alma, it can't be possible because you were over in Yisra Yontif, because the Yisra Yontif is only in the Rabbanon, right? That's not going to passel the Hadas. So it must be something intrinsic to the halachas of Lulav and Esrig of why this Hadas is possible, according to Rav Elazar Reb Tzadik. So Savrua, so we think the reason is like this. The Kule Alma Lulav ain't Tzorechek. Everybody here holds you don't have to tie the lulav, the three minim, together. The imtim tzalom or tzarech eged lo yalfin lulav misukah. The chsiba tasav lo menasir. And even if you hold lulav tzarech eged, right, you don't learn lulav from sukkah. It doesn't say tasav by lulav. And we don't learn lulav from sukkah that the asiyah has to be tasav lo menasir. Any chenam, you have to tie it together, but it can be tied together by itself automatically. It doesn't have to be done through a maisa. So whatever we hold now, whatever anybody holds, you don't. There's no psul of tasav lo min ha'asri, either because you don't need a asiyah bechlal by lulav, you don't have to tie it together, just have to be notal it, but you don't have to do anything to it. You don't have to make the lulav. If you have to tie the three things together, you have to make that hoshana. You have to make that unit, and then there's a shaila. Okay, I have to make it. If it's made by itself automatically, is that a chesaron or not? So it depends. If you learn from sukkah. Right, then enochanami. It's just like sukkah, tasav lo min ha'asri. So the asiya of the eged of the lulav has to be tasav lo min ha'asri. If you don't learn from sukkah, then a lulav needs an asiya, but it doesn't need an asiya that's tasav lo min ha'asri. So now the Gemara thinks that no matter what, everybody holds either you don't need an asiya, and even if you do, you don't need tasav lo min ha'asri. So that can't be the psul over here, tasav lo min ha'asri. My lab, so if that's the case, what's the machlokas then? Whether if you took the berries off on Yontif, it's kosher or not. The man, the apostle, sovra amrin yesh dichli. The one who says it's possible holds, since it was possible when it had more berries than leaves, it remains possible forever. Taking the berries off is not going to help. Right? Yesh dichli it's a mitzvah. So man, the masha, sovra lo amrin yesh dichli it's a mitzvah. And the one who holds kosher says, we don't say dichli by mitzvahs. It was possible. Now the circumstances change. Now it becomes kosher. See Rashi, well, lo. Samar says no. The Kuleyama lo amrin yesh dichli tzumitzus. Everybody holds that if that would be the only shaila, then if you took the berries off, it would be kosher. Ein dichli tzumitzus. So what is the machlokas? V'hocha b'melif lulav misukka kamiflagei. Mar sover yalfinen lulav misukka, umar sover lo yalfinen lulav misukka. Everybody holds that lulav tzorech eged. You have to have an asiya, you have to put the things together. The shaila is, when you put them together, does it have to be tasav lo min ha'asri in the meila? If when you put them together already before yontif, that's when you usually put them together. So and now you took the berries off on yontif, so it already was put together. Now it becomes kosher automatically because the asiyah was already done. And now by taking the berries off, automatically the asiyah you made before now becomes okay because when you made it, it was possible. So the shaila is, do you need tasav lo min ha'asri by lulav? If you need tasav lo min ha'asri, then this is possible. Taking the berries off after you made the asiya of the eged is now making the thing kosher l'mafreya by what's it called, automatically. Right? The eged now becomes kosher automatically, the asiya of tying it together. Right? Because you're not tying it right now. Taking off the berries is not a maisa, that's just a maisa in the eged, that's a maisa in the hadas. But the mice of the eged was done already. If you hold, you don't need tasav lo min ha'asri, no problem. Right? Now the eged becomes kosher, becomes nasa by itself, no problem. You don't need tasav lo min ha'asri. If you learn from sukkah, you need tasav lo min ha'asri. If you don't learn lulav from sukkah, then you don't need tasav lo min ha'asri. So that's one way of learning the machlokas. The boy same ishvir along lulav tzorech eged the kuli al miyafin and lulav misukkah. If everybody would hold that lulav tzorech eged, then everybody would also have held that you learn lulav from sukkah and you need tasav lo min ha'asri, and therefore it would be possible. V'hocha b'lulav tzorech eged k'miflagei. That's exactly the machlokas, whether you need an asiya by lulav or not. Do you have to tie them together or not? If you have to tie them together, you need an asiya. If you need an asiya, then everybody would hold that you learn from sukkah that tasav lo min ha'asri is possible, and then it would be possible over here. The machlokas is whether you need an asiya. And therefore, even though you put it together, and we says a mitzvah to do it al zekeli vandehu, but it's not a chiyuv in asiyah in the lulav. The meila, there's no halacha that if you now took off the berries, it should be okay because you don't need an asiyah. So there's no din of tassav alom and asiyah b'chlau. So there's no reason, and there's no dichoy etzol mitzvah. So mele, it's kosher. Ubeplukso the hani tanoi. Let's see Rashi first. Over v'likton le'inve hadash shehoyu merubim mi'alim. He had more berries than leaves. Utnan in miyot and kosher. If you took off the berries, it's kosher. The ein mamat in biyontif, and you can't do it on yontif. Mishum shvus shedoma lemasakin kliu machshira. It's a drabon. It looks like tikkun mana. The im over umiyaton pasul can refer to time of osul. But if you did take them off, it's pasul. Okay, that's what Rabbi Lezer Brib Tzadik says. Savru rabon de me medrasho the bol the meimer the hach plugs of yesh dichu dein dichu here. Originally, one that explained this machlokus whether it's kosher or pasul if yesh dichu it's a mitzvah or not. It was pasul. Now you made it kosher. Does it become kosher or not? Mara says no. The kuli am rabon of Rabbi Lezer Brib Tzadik lulav ein tzorech eged. Right, that's havamina. Nobody holds you need egged by lulav, so you don't need tasa. Oh, and even if you do need it, you don't need tasa v'lomina also because we don't learn it from what's it called from sukkah. The lo shayich be'asiya, the loki time of the Rebbe Lezer, the apostle mishum tasa v'nasi. If you hold you don't need egged, then there's no svar in the world to say you need tasa v'lomina also. You don't need a tasa. You don't need asiya v'chlau. The inami tzorich eged, and even if you hold that lulav tzorich eged, so you need an asiya, then what's as a machlokas? Afilo hachem yishum ma'is tasa v'lo mena asi lo mitzul. Dabi didei lo ksiv tasa. It doesn't say tasa by lulav; it says it only by sukkah. So do we learn lulav from sukkah or not? That everybody holds also that even if it would need eged, we don't learn lulav from sukkah. So that's not relevant to this machlokas. There's no psul over here of tasa v'lo mena asi. So then why is it possible? Must be because yesh dichu it's a mitzvah. That was the havamina. The lulav misukah lo yovit hilkach mehashto lekel mitzvah le'el mishum dichu. After we've ruled out tasa v'lom ha'asui, the only svara why if you're mamayid on yontev it should remain pasul because yesh dichu it's a mitzvah. The kivin she'agdo b'psul the nikrul of shem lulav shal mitzvah b'shas dichu nidchel yolav. Since when you put it together, the hadas was pasul, it can't now become kosher. The Afagadlo near of a nidchu, ela dichui meikara. When Yontif came in, it was already pasul, and that's dichui meikara, and that is a shemachlokus whether dichui meikara is dichui or not. V'haid enoket pluksaya b'miyaton b'yontif mishum destama bosa da'agdehu. Right? Why did it have to mention on Yontif? Why didn't it say you did it before Yontif? Right? Why not? What's it called? Why do I have to mention you did it on Yontif? Right, the rice, according to this, has nothing to do with it, yontif or before yontif. Once it was possible, it's possible. So Rashi says, the hobby yontif lo agid lei, because on yontif you probably already put it all together. Because you're not going to put it together on yontif. You can't make the igud on yontif and tie it together. You can't make knots. The ilo tzorich egid itzrik leminkot b'yontif mishum di ilav the kiddush hayom akat ilo chol leizman mitzvah. Below shame mitzvah lemikroi dichui, she says, and even if you hold ein lulav tzorech eged, so therefore it can't be talking dafkan yontif because by that time you already were ma'aged it because you don't have to be ma'aged it. There's another reason why I had to be talking on yontif because if you did this all before yontif, there's no dichui. Dichui means the thing had a shame mitzvah on it before yontif. The hadas doesn't have a shame mitzvah; it's a plant. But when it has a shame mitzvah, the shame mitzvah was chal b'psul, then it was nidche. So it had to be talking where it was on yontif. Uman de machshir sover ein dichui lein mitzvah elyin kedusha kagon karbonos. And the one who holds that there's no din of dichui by mitzvahs, dichui only applies to kedusha, not to a mitzvah. The Gemara says lo. The kuli am lo amrin yesh dichui mitzvahs. Everybody holds ein dichui mitzvahs. And if that would be the only shaila, right, it would be kosher if you took off the berries. The time of the man apostle, so what's the reason of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzavik that it's apostle? Mishum Tasav, lo mena asihu. It's because he holds lulav tzorich eged, and also you need Tasav, lo mena asihu. You learn from Sukkah. The kesover lulav tzorich lemegad, the shayach be'asiyah, the hocha be'melev lulav misukkah plige. And he also holds that you learn lulav from Sukkah, so you need an asiyah, and you need the asiyah should be active, not passive. So Mamela, if you took off the berries after you made the asiyah, which is on yontif, right, and now the asiyah becomes kosher, lamafreya, right? But it becomes kosher l'mafreya passively, not actively. That's no good. And the Rabbanan hold no. Either they hold lulav ain't tzorich eged, or if they hold lulav tzorich eged, they hold you don't need tassav l'manos, you don't learn lulav from sukkah. Okay. Plugs of the Hani Tanoi. That machlokus, whether lulav tzorich eged or not, is this machlokus, the Tanya. Lulav bein ogud bein she'inu ogud kosher. Lulav, whether you tie it together, the three minim, or don't, it's kosher. You don't have to have ogud. Rabbi Yehuda omer ogud kosher, she'inu ogud poster. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to tie the three together. If you don't, you're not yotze the mitzvah. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda know that you have to tie the hadas, aravis, and lulav together? Yolif lekicha lekicha me'agudas ezov. By agudas ezov, you have to take what's it called an aguda of hyssop, meaning a few branches, three or five, and you tie them together. Three, pashas three. You take them and tie them together. That's called agudas ezov. And it says lekachtem agudas ezov. So Rabbi Yehuda had exerishava lekicha lekicha from agudas ezov. Just like over there, it has to be tied together. Over here, on the lekachtem, has to be tied together. Okay, and since it doesn't say what's it called the esrig together with the other ones, it says priyes hadar. Then it and doesn't say u kapos tmarin, but it says kapos tmarin the anafei tzavos the arve nachal, and the vav hachibur is only by three of them, not by the esrig with the other ones. So later on the Gemara says that's why the esrig is not part of the eged. The eged is only on the three that the Torah put together, but the esrig is separate. In the lashon, it's separate also, and not out of the eged. Uksiv hasam lekachtem agudas ezov. Uksiv hacha ulekachtem lechem biyom rishon. Uksiv hasam lekachtem agudas ezov. Mal halan aguda afkan aguda has to be tied together into one bundle. For rabbanan leshul lekicha lekicha, and the rabbanan didn't have the zereshava lekicha lekicha. The mele they have no place to learn that the lulav has to be bound together with the other two meaning. Versus man tana lahodet on the rabbanon lulav mitzvah laogdo vim lo ogdo kosher. Who is this brisa that it's a mitzvah to be oged the lulav, but if you didn't do it, it's kosher. E money, e Rabbi Yehuda ki lo ogdo ame kosher. Rabbi Yehuda holds if you weren't oged, it's possible. That's part of the chiyuv of the mitzvah. The kachtem has to be tied together. So the last part of the brisa doesn't make sense. Im lo ogdo kosher. The e rabbanon my mitzvah kovid. According to Rabbanan, they don't learn out the chlau that lulav needs eged. So what mitzvah are you doing by tying it together? Well, it says lolam Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan agree that mitzad the mitzvah of lulav itself, you don't have to tie it together. But mitzad zekeli vandeo, it looks nicer if it's all tied together and then it's all separated things. So it looks nicer zekeli vandeo, but zekeli vandeo is not ma'akev. The male, if you didn't do it, it's kosher. It's kosher. Just kosher the zekeli vandeo, that extra hiddur. Rashi, Yalfin b'binyanav hoel v'zeh basiya v'zeh basiya mazeh v'lo min ha'asi avzeh lo min ha'asi. We learn a lula from sukkah. B'binyanav, just like sukkah has to have the halacha of tassav min ha'asi, so too lula, which needs an asiya, has to be tassav lo min ha'asi. Van deyu isno elefonav. You should make yourself, or what's it called, do mitzvahs in a way that beautify. It's a shaila what exactly it is. It's two lashons of Yerushalmi, it's mashma, that the idea is not that you're beautifying the mitzvah, but you're like beautifying the Rabbanu Shalom. You're doing something beautiful for the sake of the Rabbanu Shalom at the time that you do a mitzvah. The time that you're being over the Rabbanu Shalom, you try to do something nice. Right? Nafkamina is, are you beautifying the mitzvah, or are you displaying beauty at a time that you're doing the mitzvah? There's a shaila, if you have a Sefer Torah, and you have a mantle, a gartel, and the gartel on one side is silk, and the other side is just plain. Which side do you put, right, for Zekeli Maveu? Do you put the silk towards the Sefer Torah? If the idea is to beautify the Sefer Torah, then the silk should face the Sefer Torah. But if the idea is that it should look beautiful at the time that you're involved in a mitzvah, it should impress people with the beauty, then you put the silk on the outside. So there's two different lashonos of what hisnoy lefanav, or do mitzvahs that are pretty. Or hisnoy lefanav of the mitzvahs is when you're doing mitzvahs, do it in a way that exhibits something that's aesthetically nice to people. Okay. Okay, let's go one more thing. Oh, Shahayu Anovim Merubim. Omer of Chista Dover Zer Rabbeinu Agadol Omro. Rav said this. V'hamakum yeh be'ezro. Lo shana elu b'makum echad. This halacha that if there were more berries than leaves is only if they were all in one, concentrated in one place. Al mishnayim v'shlosha makom was kosher. But if it was, what's it called, in two or three places, it's okay. See the Gemara tomorrow. That could be that's even worse. But in any case, that's what the Gemara says here. Chachigar, Rabbeinu Rav. The Mokum Echad, Shahanovim Kulam Biyachad. Umiyum Merubim Heimal Ha'olim Shebechol Hadas. There's more berries than all the leaves, but the berries are concentrated in one place. Hachi Garcina, Loshonel Mokum Echad, Abishnaim, Vishlosh Makonos Kosher. Okay? Omerle Rav, Ashnaim, Vishlosh Makonos Havili, Menumeru Possum. Hachi Garcina, Lakamon, Leinian also Chazosis Be'esrub. And Rava, we'll see, argues on that, and Rava says that Adarabba, two or three places is worse. Because it looks menumer, it looks like a leopard. Right? That's surely not hadar. Everything's concentrated in one place is more hadar than things scattered all over. Okay, we'll take it from there tomorrow.